the actual number of touch points digital business will have with the customers is way more than most people think. And there's so many different touch points that you will have that we want to make sure that we look at all of those and make sure all of those are lined up and the experience is consistent.
I'm Stephen Spears, and this is
The Future.
The Future. The Future of Customer Engagement
and Experience
Podcast.
Thanks for joining me. As always, we're presented by thefutureofcommerce.com, where you can find a wealth of insight on customer experience trends and topics. Basically, whatever you need help with, you should be able to find an article on it there. Now, you might recognize today's guest from our previous episode focused on key commerce trends you need to know. His name's Branwell Moffitt from KPS Digital. He's the one with the fancy title.
Yeah, when people ask me, when friends ask me, what do you do? And I say, I am a director of systems integrator there. Okay, I have no idea what that means. So I kind of just say, we build websites.
If you haven't listened to that episode yet, I'd highly recommend you give it a listen once you've finished this episode. We took the chance to dive deeper with Branwell into how we can get a better understanding of where we're at digitally as a company, so that we can truly prioritize where we should focus our customer experience efforts. Branwell does a great job outlining how they do this with their customers, but more importantly, what things we can do on our own to get this process going. I hope it's as useful for you as it was for me. I love talking about the what you could be doing and starting to do, but I'm terrible about always looking back at, okay, where am I actually at right now? How do you suggest, or even when you actually look at a business, how do you kind of assess where they're at digitally to start these processes? Or maybe they're already starting them, but then need to take the next step.
Yeah, it's a tough thing, because I think it's, you know, I'm interested in practical things. And I think what we try to do is take subjectivity out of decisions and actually try to have objective data in there. So decisions are made on the basis of data rather than a small group of people thinking, I think this is a great idea. So, you know, when we actually developed a program called the Digital Acceleration Program, which is really designed to do precisely these things. So we first start by actually measuring an online retailer, or not even retail, any kind of business that interacts online. We measure them on 400 different touch points and actually measure that against best practice. So we've got sort of, here's the best practice in these 400 different touch points, and we can actually score a customer based on how they're matching up on that particular touch point to best practice. And all of that can then bundle up into an actual objective digital maturity score. With when we're engaging with the customer on this program, we'll also measure four or five of their competitors as well. So we'll take their peer group, and then we can actually say, and the reveal is always great fun, because you show them, we have an index of 1 to 100, and we sort of put the five or six kind of companies in the scores, but we say, right, tell us where you think you are. And that's always a great reveal. But it enables us to kind of benchmark to say, okay, this is where we feel you are. And well, that's the wrong word to use, actually, because it's not where we feel. The data tells us that you are. And this is where your competitors are as well. So it immediately creates that nice benchmark. And then that enables us to identify opportunities and then try to take the subjectivity out of defining a roadmap. We can actually say, the data, the research suggests that these are the opportunities based on best practice, based on your industry and other sort of industry insights and everything. But I think, yeah, in terms of digital maturity, I think it often is quite subjective, which is why we try to put an objective solution around that.
Yeah. So you mentioned 400 touch points. What kind of touch points are those?
Yeah, so it's split into, I've got to remember all of this now, it's split into four or five different pillars. So there's things like the actual website. So it will be, what is your PLP, PDP page like? Does it have the kind of key things that would be considered best practice in terms of product images, product information, clear add to basket, clear messaging around fulfillment and pricing and things like this? other services like the proper fulfillment options, you know, how good are your fulfillment options? What's the search like? Does the search perform in the way you would expect? So there's that sort of the practical way, say, an e-commerce website is built, but it's also things like social engagement. So how are you engaging socially with your customers across the standard social channels? What's your reach, your sort of followers, all of that kind of engagement? Mm. There's digital marketing. So, you know, what is your digital marketing look like? So as part of this analysis, we'll sign up to the newsletters. Mm-hmm. We'll see what comes back. How personalized is it? Often it doesn't come back. We don't get anything.
Yeah.
we'll interact with customer services. We'll go on to live chat and start asking some tricky questions and see what we get back. Mm-hmm. That's often an interesting part of the playback, actually, when we do this. And we show the live chat transcript, and then sometimes I feel very guilty that we've sort of dropped some poor person in it who really didn't give us great answers. So it's part of all of that kind of customer experience engagement. It looks at the overall customer engagement really on a digital level. So we've got all these sort of different measures that define this is kind of what is best practice. And it's different for B2B and B2C. Obviously, different industries have slightly different expectations. Mm-hmm. But it's a good way of us, getting some real data rather than this sort of, this is what we think. You know, it's rather than that's a subjective decision or subjective opinion of a few people. This puts some proper data to it, and it's quite holistic.
That sounds like it, you know. Yeah. So with each one, when you mentioned, you know, kind of data points, is it like, you know, percentage points of how quickly, you know, you received a live chat response, kind of things like that to actually measure or
point system you built. Yes. So a lot of it is binary. Do you have it? Do you not? So do you have this particular feature? Is mm-hmm. this information there on the page? These kind of things. Mm-hmm. But some of it, yes, is more of a, you know, how well are you doing? Mm-hmm. So things like, the social side, there's measures of, yes, you are on Instagram, but actually how often are you posting? How many followers do you have? How many likes or comments or things like this do you get on posts? So there's the binary yes or no, but there's also the kind of level in which you're doing these things. So there's, it's looking at sort of holistically, because I think this is the thing about sort of e-commerce and then customer experience. You know, e-commerce is just one facet of the overall CX side. You can have a great e-commerce website, but if your delivery is rubbish, you know, so if you have a fantastic experience on your website, but then you use this really rubbish, cheap delivery company that throws a thing over the fence, you know, all those things you've seen online with ridiculous things people do, then your customer's going to forget about that great website and they're going to think, crikey, you know, they threw my laptop over the fence or threw it in the bin, or when you try to return it because there's a problem and you get terrible customer experience there. We talk about these things called moments within your journey throughout your engagement with the customer. And mm-hmm. the moments you have these key signature moments, and the ones you're really going to remember, those really negative ones, and they'll really kind of dilute all those other positive experiences you had. So this is why we don't just look at, you know, a website, you know, for me, e-commerce and then CX especially is very much the holistic experience that a customer has with you. Because the actual number of touch points a digital business will have with the customers is way more than most people think. And mm-hmm. there's so many different touch points that you will have. That we want to make sure that we look at all of those and make sure all of those are lined up and the experience is consistent really across all of them.
That's interesting. So do you think it would be better to scale down how many touch points you offer and make sure that those are quality, or that actually hurts you by not having those available?
It's a very good question. I think I think on balance, that there's a balance, right? There's some fundamental ones you must have. Mm-hmm. But if you're trying to do too much and actually are doing those things poorly, mm-hmm. then that isn't great. So, you know, a good example of that is we see a lot of customers, especially probably in the B2B world, where they've dabbled with social. So, you know, we say, okay, what's your social media strategy and who does social media? And it's normally, oh, it's that guy over there. It's not his day job, but he's the guy who tweets for us. Uh-huh. And he does it maybe once a week. And, you know, we say that's if you're not going to sort of properly engage, if you're not going to really create a social media strategy and do it, there's probably no point doing it. And in fact, it can be damaging by just doing this where there's nothing worse when you look on a website. I actually think it's because I bet this is probably on our website where you see news articles and the last blog entry was 6 months ago or 9 months ago. Mm-hmm. I'd rather it not be there.
Yep.
Because you're showing that sort of inactivity. It's, doesn't really make sense. Mm-hmm. So I think an answer into your question that there's certain fundamental things you've really got to do and you should do those well. But mm-hmm. other things, yes, it's worthwhile investing properly to do them. Not necessarily financial investment, maybe time investment mm-hmm. to do them properly. Otherwise, there's no point in kind of dabbling because you're going to get found out quite quickly because people, you know, more and more customers have higher and higher expectations because there's certain companies that really set the bar and we're all judged by those.
Thanks again to Branwell Moffitt for joining us. I encourage you to connect with him on LinkedIn directly, as well as find the great work he's doing with KPS Digital at uk.kps.com. Go ahead and hit that subscribe button as well, wherever you're listening, if you haven't done so already. That way you can get new episodes showing up in your main feed the minute that we release them. Plus, you can connect with us online at thefutureofcommerce.com, sign up for our newsletter, get articles directly in your inbox, and just generally reach out to us if you want to dive deeper into any customer experience related topics. I'm Stephen Spears, and this is the Future of Customer Engagement and Experience Podcast. See you next time.